People signing up for unemployment benefits held steady last week at 245,000. Overall, roughly 1.94 million people are getting jobless benefits at this time. The unemployment rate currently holding at a 17-year low of 4.1%. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at the studios of KCNR 1460 right down here on Market Street in downtown Reading. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And yes, my voice does sound better, and guess who's with me today, Bad Bob? It's Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
There is, in fact, a Linda sighting today. Often ask, where's Linda?
Oh.
We were going to give out little Where's Waldo-type buttons.
Well,
you know.
Good morning. And so, you know, hey.
Listen to you. You're still there.
No, we're fine. We're just getting through. And I know we're not alone because when I went into Hilltop emergency medical thing, because I didn't want to go back into bronchitis, the place was packed. Both places were just packed, and you know, all races and sexes and ages, and it was like, you know, a lot of times you see a lot of kids. This is a big bug that's going around for everybody. But anyway, so we're here, and we have
so much we are not
going to miss the fact that these next 2 days are the last time we were going to be on the air in 2017.
We're not going to miss.
We're not going to miss these next 2 days.
Why?
Because we're
we're not going to miss being on the air.
Yes, we are not
going to
miss being on the air for the next 2017. Follow the bouncing ball. I know it's hard sometimes with me because I don't necessarily get direct to the end of the sentence. You have to follow me around. Currently 34 degrees. Can you get that one? It's going to be high of today 63, low of 39. Partly cloudy tonight. Highs of Friday. Our Friday will be mostly sunny with a high of 63. Friday night partly cloudy. Then a slight chance of rain with the lows of around 42. Saturday calls for a slight chance of rain, partly sunny, with our high of 62. Sunday calls for partly sunny with a high of near 62 and low 42. New Year's Day, partly sunny. New Year's Day, just FYI, Carl and I will be celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Our 10th wedding anniversary.
10th wedding anniversary. We were married here in Reading 10 years ago, 2008. At the Methodist Church, and our reception at was at the Red Lion, and we had all the Patriot Guard riders holding the flags as we walked through it. Makes me want to cry.
And Jeff,
I know.
So many of them. Yeah.
So many wonderful
people.
Some
of them aren't with us anymore. So.
And some of them are, and blessings to everybody. We're just really going to come out with
Bruce Compton.
Bruce is just as feisty as ever on Facebook and living in Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he can stash his whatever he needs to stash.
Doesn't stash anything.
Tuesday calls for a high near 63, and Wednesday, sunny with 62. It looks like we're not going to have a cold or a super rainy or snowy.
Unless you're east of California.
Okay, right.
And then it's going to be wet, rainy, snowy. You know that New York had a record snowfall of 62 inches this year.
No, really?
They did, and they're expecting more. And here we are out here in shirt sleeves. Well, okay, maybe not shirt sleeves. It's 34 right now. But later on today, we're going to be up in the mountains. And I said, any snow up there? Oh, no. No, there's no snow. So you bought me this Nanook of the North.
I did.
Jacket.
I did.
I'm trying. Yeah, I needed that. I'm going to put that in next to the other 12 jackets you bought me in the last
Okay, so
10
here's
years.
My mom and I out on the day of Christmas Eve. Okay, and I'm in Sacramento, and we get in the car, and she wants to go hit a couple places. And so we go to the outlets in Folsom, and there's a store that, I mean, I kept thinking, who waits to the last minute? The parking lot was packed. Families coming in. Okay, well, the coach store, 70% off of everything. What? And then we walk into this place that had your coats and this and the shoes, and it was like last minute deal. I thought, no wonder people wait till the last minute. I mean, you could take
Bob,
3 hours.
What have I been saying? When's the last shopping day? It's Christmas Day. Because if it's 70% off Christmas Eve, it's 90% off Christmas Day if you can find it open.
I forgot to say, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We love Chuck Kenny, the family down.
And his wife.
Yes, we do. And the whole operation.
The whole Kenny.
Again,
the whole Kenny
locally
family.
Owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. It's veteran-owned business. Try Shasta Gas Propane for all of your needs.
Okay, so you're down. Oh, wait a minute. First of all, a big shout-out.
Yes.
To Nicole. You know, people that heard me on the people that heard me on the air yesterday. Bob, hop in here. Bob, just listen to me. My voice kept going. I kept getting worse.
It was
morning.
Rasping more and more.
At yes. the end. So I get back, you know, like, and I still have things to do around here. So, like, about 9:45, I leave. And I go back because I'm just gonna, you know, I'm just gonna bury myself in the bed and mm-hmm. take, you know, in this, you know, I walk through the door and she, you know, hands me a glass full of this, you know, vitamin C stuff that, you know, and she's drinking
lots
it all.
Of water,
drink
lots,
it all, drink
yeah.
it all,
lots
so
of fluids.
As I'm walking through the house, right after that, there's a knock on the door, on the front door, and I open it up and there's our across the street neighbor, the best neighbors in the world, Nicole and John, and she's standing there at a distance with a tray.
Michelle Nicole.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Nicole.
Well, we call her
Michelle,
both names.
We call
don't
her
even
and
ask
she goes
you.
By it. Michelle Nicole. Anyway, Michelle goes. She hands me this tray. And she says, "You don't have to thank me close." She says, "You sounded terrible." So here is chicken tortilla soup in little bags. And not only that, was this huge, huge thing of chicken tortilla soup and cilantro, shredded cheese,
avocados.
And the tortilla strips.
Man.
They looked like they were homemade.
Yeah.
And so she hands them to me, and I go, "Thank you."
Oh, man.
And immediately went in and heated it up and ate it. And it had like little jalapenos. It was so good.
Burned that poison out.
Burned it right out of me. So,
chicken, a variation on the chicken soup here.
So, Michelle.
We
thank
love you.
You so much. You saved us both because Linda had a bowl of it too. And we were both, after that, it was kind of like, oh.
That was great.
Feeling better.
And then later you had the last bowl.
And I passed out. Yeah.
Neighbors helping neighbors.
I mean, it's just wonderful. And, you know, and Michelle, I'll give you back. If you're listening, look, return your basket.
And
with a bottle of wine. Just so you can take on your whatever you're going to be doing for
years.
As
does the Commander, Marianne, and Sunday.
Oh, Marianne,
people,
I was thinking about her this morning.
Everybody, you know, they all listen. And also, thank you so much.
Commander and Mary Gibson.
Marianne Gibson. Yep.
Thank you so much, because the last time I had, like, the funky thing that went on, and it went on for weeks, I got a get-well card from Marianne. And I thought, you know, this is that old school we were taught. My mom and I just, okay, can I just take a second? My mom and I were talking yesterday. What happened, she said? You know, where'd it happen to my Christmas cards? I've missed 12 Christmas cards this year from people I look forward to. It may be only once a year. And I said, well, Mom, do you think maybe you're not on Facebook? I'm trying to get her to do Facebook. She misses out a lot. Out on a lot.
No,
but anyway,
doesn't.
Well, she does as far as grandkids and doing what.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, I said, and she said, well, you know, stamps are 50 cents. And I said, well, you know, it's a really big deal. And I'm curious for our listeners, did you send out Christmas cards? Did you miss Christmas cards coming to you? Have you changed your way of doing Christmas cards? I mean, my brother and sister-in-law just said, we didn't send them out this year. We were too busy. Well, my mom really, really missed it, because she sends a letter and she sends a card. And we got cards this year that were fabulous, you know, with pictures and so on and so forth. But I said, Mom, years ago, before we had Facebook and we had cell phones, people would write. This is how you kept in touch. And I'm just wondering, you know, for our listeners, how has that changed for you?
Well, you know, I saw somebody that we know well that said, hey, look, here's my Christmas greetings to everybody. It was on Facebook. We just got overrun and we didn't send out cards. So she sent that out to everybody. Now, here's what I think about that. If you take the time, and you know what, and I did miss people. I know I missed people. And I didn't try to. Like, some people have moved and I had to call people to find out where. Like, I had to call my sister and find out the address for my nephew. because they moved. They moved to Mississippi. Mm-hmm. His job moved him to Mississippi.
And we got a card from them.
And we got a card from them. And they were wondering if they got our card. And I said, well, did they get our? I said, we've been getting our cards, but we send it to them every year too.
Right. We got a
so
card from them.
Have they been getting our cards?
Well,
so,
here's
but the bottom line though is this: is you're right. Like your brother has cards from all these people. Including Diane Feinstein.
It's neck in the middle of it.
Her photo. And I'm looking at it. And I said, Feinstein? And Feinstein, even on her Christmas card, says, I've got to get back to D.C. and do God's work. There's so many things going on. And she didn't say God's work, but she did something like that. And I'm just looking at it going,
oh, stop.
I'm thinking, how could you do that on a Christmas card? And then, and right above it was one from the Republican National Committee. And I'm saying, you know what? Lee's pretty smart. He's covering both his bases
here.
Oh,
of course he does.
But we got to take a break here. Got to take a break.
All right, let's do it.
Let's take one, Bob. It's 34 degrees, going up to 63 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And by the way, the news was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Newly remodeled with the same great customer service and the same great walk-in humidor.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. From our entire Home Helpers family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There is no place like home for the holidays.
Hi, my name is Preston Sharp, and I believe we need to honor veterans every day and not just on a holiday. I have honored over 35,000 veterans with the flag and red carnation, and even cleaned the stones if they need to be cleaned. I started doing this Veterans Day 2015, right after my 10th birthday. I would like to wish all military and their families a happy holiday.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Sheriff Tom Basenko, Supervisor Les Baugh, Redding Kia, and Veterans Diesel.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. From our entire Home Helpers family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There is no place like home for the holidays.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. I'm a happy boy. I'm feeling much better. Michelle just came over and said, just put it on the chat room. Carl, I put an extra jalapeno in the soup just for you. And Linda goes, oh, yeah, I know. I felt that last night. But I thought it was great. Anyway, hey, welcome back. It's 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Remember, we got Rant Thursday starting at 7:30, and we'll start it off ourselves. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, the newest branch at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's Grill, of course. Locally run, right here, Cornerstone Community Bank. Your neighbors are in there. They've got great customer service. They offer everything that you could possibly want. Head on in there and see how they are moving the local dreams forward. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to do that.
Did you just blow your chair, Carl? I didn't mean to. I was just trying to grab a hold of you because you were blowing your nose in the microphone. Thank you very much. Okay, I found a place not to go to. Okay, that's not true. I shouldn't say that. There's a lounge here in town. I'm not going to even mention the name of it after I just said that. It's a lounge here in town, and this guy's walking in, and this man runs up to him and says, "You're the devil.
Oh my God,
you're Satan." And the guy says, "You know, no matter what my wife says, I am not the devil." And the guy says, "Ah!" And he pulls a knife out and he attacks him.
Wow!
So the guy's fighting him off, and he gets cut a couple of times. He runs back inside. So these other two guys come running out, and the guy's still out there, and they all jump on him. And, you know, he cuts all three of them. Not bad. None of them ends up going to the hospital or anything. So they got a hold of him. They called the cops. Well, here come the cops. And he's yelling, "This man is Satan. This is Satan. I'm the angel. I'm fighting the devil." Well, the police go, "Okay, well, we're going to fight him from inside the jail." And they grab him. He breaks loose, takes off. They tackle him out there. They're all rolling around on the ground. They've got him. They got him back in there. Took him to jail. Now, this isn't quite as you know what, you know how sometimes that time of the year, so they get this report, the police, Reading police, of a guy on a motorcycle driving erratically up here on one of the trails. So they go out there after him. There he is. And they come up and say, "Okay, come on, guys. Come with me." No. And the guy pulls off all of his clothes. Oh, I'm not making this up. You know what? This is where police earn their money. So then they're trying to take him. They're trying to take him down, and he's fighting them. He won't let them. They're tasing him. They're hitting him with batons. They're jumping on him. He's fighting them off. Then he runs off down the street, naked. Canine dog. Canine officer grasps him, I'm sure by his arm or his leg. And anyway, they take him down, and now they've got him. I think he's probably in a hospital someplace at this point, being looked at. How do you handle things like that when you're a policeman, when they just take their clothes off? And, you know, I've seen these things on, you know, when it's, you know, cops or that thing, where is it? You know, when you see these, mm-hmm. where they're taking, and this guy pulls over this car, and these two girls are leaning out of the car, and they jump out, and they're naked, and they run down, they run across the golf course.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cops call them. How fast did you think it took cops to get there?
I don't know.
I mean, they were screaming in from every direction. I got two naked girls running across the women.
Now,
running
come on, they probably just got out of a hot tub.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly.
They were just driving down the road naked.
We got
munchies. Possibly a sink at a KFC somewhere.
That's right.
They
had munchies, so they just jumped out. They were high. They didn't care.
That wasn't here.
Oh.
That was not here. I have to say that.
I was thinking, wow. Okay, speaking of something that's on the front
page.
The
naked guy was here.
Okay.
What was that?
All right, so, yeah, okay, so anyway, yeah. we're right on the street, Market Street. You know, somebody just came in the front door and yelled. We don't know. Anyway, so thank God. Anyway, front page, record Searchlight. I got to tell you, I got to share this story with you because you put the call out. When something like this happens, Jimmy Thomas of Reading misses his dad so much he's offering $500 to get his dad's shirts back, no question asked. Now, here's the deal. His dad passed away. His sister took the shirts and made these wonderful memorial pillows. Pillows that had his dad's shirts, you know, with the pocket on them. And, you know, you can look at them and think, wow, you know, I can see my dad. And it's a great thing. It's kind of like what you did with your quilt. And you want to will that quilt to your grandson, and it's all the T-shirts and many things that are woven in this quilt from your time in Iraq and other places that you served in the Middle East. Okay, so he said it's the closest thing to my dad. After James Thomas of Whitmore died in August, his family saved his favorite shirts. His sister in Reno made them into pillows and shipped them to their mother, who lives in Reading. The pillows were Christmas presents for James Thomas's four children. A thief stole the box off Ralston's porch Christmas Eve morning, soon after UPS delivered them. My daughter, he's saying, has worked on the pillows for I don't know how long, and they're beautiful. If you go to the Record Searchlight, and you'll see these wonderful, I mean, they're just beautiful. It's a great, thoughtful gift. Ralston said she slept Sunday morning. Her daughter, Patty, who lives across the street, the neighbors saw the parcel delivered at 8:30 a.m. It wasn't heavy, but awkward. Anyway, so he's looking for anybody who sees these pillows. Now, you know, I'm wondering what
I'm telling you where they are right now.
Wondering what the thieves, probably in a homeless camp?
They could be in a homeless camp, or they could just be thrown away.
Thrown away.
Because, I can't sell these.
I mean, does that sound terrible that I'm judging that it's a homeless? I mean, it could be in a warehouse.
It could be in a warehouse.
Thieves
you're
could
absolutely
save
right.
everything and decide we've got a warehouse or throwing our stuff in the warehouse.
Well, they've done that. You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, if you see these pillows, it looks like, you know, like the snap-up kind of Western-looking work shirt type of thing. And of course, you know, you just want our hearts bleed for that. Because I know that my mom and dad experienced, my uncle sent them cookies, and they didn't get it. And I think that they had porch robbers, too, taking stuff off their front porch in Sacramento.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it around our street. People, Michelle's across the street with a rifle. And she goes, I have photos, too. Anyway.
Love it.
I found a place. Here's a woman who went to, she went in to have surgery on April 17th at Shasta Regional Medical Center. She had a benign tumor on her stomach, and they went in and opened her up, took out the benign tumor, closed her up. And on May 1st, she starts having all these abdominal pains, back, stomach, kidneys. Well, they go back in there and x-ray her, and guess what? An 8-inch set of forceps have been left in her. Her small intestine had looped around the handle, and so they ended up having to go in, operate on her, take out 18 inches of her small intestine because it had wrapped through the forceps. Now, you have to ask yourself, because we have friends that are surgeons.
There must be lawyers
Doug
on
McConnell.
The line.
Well, we talked about that one time. He says, well, we have somebody there. That's all they do is count things. And this happens, you know, you figure there's 2.9 million surgeries a year. Part of the you know, statistics on it. 2.9 million operations a year. And there are things, you know, things are
accidents
left.
Accidents do happen.
Mainly sponges. But there's other things. But Doug McConnell, premier heart surgeon around here, says, we count. We have a person that's all they do is count. We have, you know, forceps. We have, you know, this scalpel. We have this and this and this and this and this and 26 sponges. And this person is keeping track of every one of those. So if you come back and you've got 18 sets of forceps for some reason and 26 sponges, there better be 18 sets of forceps there and 26 sponges or they don't close up. The last thing they do is before they close is, you got everything? He says, because you're in there a lot, you know, especially with the sponges and you're closing things. Mm-hmm. And maybe, as weird as this may sound, a loop of intestine could flop over and cover something.
And let's face it, some of these procedures are taking 12 hours or so.
Well, it could. I don't think this one did.
A
but
little fatigue kicks in.
Even 2 or 3 hours, you're in there and you're trying to make sure everything's right. It's, you know, things move around inside the body. It's not, they just don't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still. This is why when you go in for surgery, they ask you things like, what are you here for?
Yeah, you
you're
need
operating
to
on my shoulder. Which shoulder?
So we circle it with black, felt tip.
And he said, which shoulder? My right shoulder. And so he writes an R on my shoulder.
Is that right? The right looking at you or the right looking away from you?
No, this is my right shoulder, right here, on my right. Yeah, right. That's good.
And so he heard my right, which meant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That can happen.
It can happen. No. But so, and that's what they do. They mark it. So when the doctor's in there, he knows. And then they ask before they knock me out, where you go, you know, what are we doing here? We're operating on my right shoulder. Okay. And that's the last thing I remember for a while. But
hey, before we take a break,
they check on these things.
This is a funny headline. It's not really, but the Santa Rosa fires, you know, when you think about what survived, I mean, it wasn't when they went through the neighborhoods. that were devastated by this fire. It's not like it was a photo album or wedding ring. No, what they did find were goldfish that survived the fires.
In pools?
Yeah, in just sooty, crappy water.
Yeah.
Well, they're carp. They're pretty resilient fish.
But isn't that...
But still, you know, imagine how hot that water got. So they probably didn't dive in on the bottom, but I wonder if... Yeah. Yeah.
They goldfish.
Are, they are resilient fish. And the ones that didn't make it, you could have eaten them. Okay.
Otherwise, raccoons would have died.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, start your new year out with Alliance Heating and Air, coming in there and doing a real good check on your heating and cooling systems. Maybe not your cooling system right now because it's still early, but you should start thinking about that before it gets hot again because they are, you know, stacked all the time. So this way you can get all of this done, filters cleaned, everything checked. And the work done with guarantees and warranties, they offer all of this at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Start off your new year right. We'll be right back after these messages, and we're going to start into Rant Thursday.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
To all who have so faithfully served our nation, stood in harm's way, and to the families who have supported and encouraged, we say thank you. We're so very grateful. And on a personal note, in remembrance of my brother, Dr. James A. Baugh, Major, United States Army, West Point Class of 1973, From Les and Susie Baugh.
From our home to yours.
Merry Christmas.
May God continue to bless you all. You are forever in our hearts and prayers.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, it is good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer.
Okay. What a stuff. Wait, that's country.
Oh my God.
Country Dick Montana in the what?
In the Beat Farmers.
In the Beat Farmers. This is their big in Mission Beach.
Oh, my God.
They were back during the 90s. This was a band that really did. Some of their, and that's probably one of the mildest songs that I can actually get away with playing.
Anyway,
I love it.
That's right. And, yeah, and so look,
down
little,
there, the Mission Beach.
My little dog Spot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It starts off our rant Thursday. Now, I know people are out there. You're upset about different things. So here's your chance. Here's your chance just to turn it loose, you know, if it's one thing or if it's two things. Try to combine them together somehow. Here's what gets me. I have to go out there and run out and check the porch because all the times, you know, people are delivering things because, you know, getting stuff or, you know, stuff that, you know, people have dropped off and these things. I can't just let it stay there because...
Because of porch pirates.
Now, saying that, I mean, I run out there and then I find things I didn't know were coming anyway. But still... It just infuriates me is that people can't have a package delivered like this young, like this family
right.
that had this, you know, these beautiful pillows or these. It doesn't make any difference if they're beautiful or not. The fact is that it meant so much to the family to have people run in there and just steal them. When I heard about the woman that was following the FedEx truck and sending her littles like a 7-year-old out to run over and steal the package. I mean, what are you teaching your children there? Where is the sense of right? Where is the sense of why can't we leave the car door open a little bit? You know what I mean? Why can't we leave a car door open? You can't do it. We leave ours open, and they go right through it. Now, we could say that, well, you know, I should have locked my door. And then now all of a sudden I'm blaming myself for some jerk. Who's stealing things? So, you know, that's kind of that kind of gets me going for a rant Thursday. You know, and it can just but it can continue on these things.
The national loss of civility has accelerated. And you know, of course there are those who it's all so and so's fault, it's all such and such's fault. I think it's a shared blame.
Okay, I have something I have to really talk about now. My anger, which I really need to work on this year, I mean, like immediately, is when people, I have this big thing about respect, which then makes me think about, now have I shown respect? Because, you know, in Indian Native American tradition, of course, you've seen this thing, point your finger at me, then point your finger at yourself. So, you know, things that come up. For your anger and your issues, you need to ask yourself, well, what have you done? Are you doing what you need to be doing? So I feel like sometimes, and this happened in the Greatest Generation, and I would like to see more of that in 2018, sometimes you need to swallow your pride and do what's right in the form of just holding your head up high and communicating. Not yelling, not screaming, but communicating with people so that sometimes you may have to say it 2 or 3 times, or you have to say it in a way that is, you know, calm and collected in order for it to get through. Now, sometimes it just doesn't get through. But I've had a couple instances this year. I'm still not over. You know, I have a tendency to be, I'm very much like my mother. I chew on things. I dream about it. I wake up about it. And it's just not good for my health. So I'm wondering if you, our listeners, are like that too, if you feel like you've been disrespected or somebody didn't communicate with you and you're just thinking, did I say something? Did I do something? You start to question yourself, did I think it was something it wasn't? Did we not have this talk? I mean, what went wrong in a month or two, or what went wrong? And so I just think that what I'm angry about, and my rant would be, is that I can't stand it when people are two-faced. Can I just say that? Just don't be two-faced. Carl, you and I had this conversation the other day. You said, you know, you're really innocent. I said, I am? Come on.
In many ways, you're very naive.
Okay.
And innocent in those ways, yeah.
Because I don't feel like
I would prefer the term idealistic.
Yeah. Well, idealistic, yeah, then, because she because Linda feels like if you treat people a certain way, they should treat you like that. And I said, well, that's true, but in many cases they don't, because people have different, you know, their standards are different than yours, and you can look and you can wonder why would they do that? It's because they're just, that's the way they are. Why would the girl become a thief? It's because her mother. Mm-hmm. Takes her out when she's 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
and she steals things.
And
she
why do people
things.
Embezzle? Not why that that people, happened for us.
No.
But why do people embezzle?
From people that they know so
they're,
well.
They're trusted
in 20, 30 years.
That's a hypothetical in our lives, by the way.
Why
but.
Do you come up to a stop sign and it's your time to go, and the other person just pulls out? Because their time is you know, that right there, doesn't. It's not important in the long, big scheme of things. But it is in the sense of, it's an example of what you're talking about. It's this what Bob's talking about, what you're talking about. My time's more important. What I think is more important. It's more important for me to talk than it is for you to talk. And I'm not going to listen. And while you're talking to me, I'm not really listening, because I'm thinking about what I'm going to say back to you.
Sometimes one is impolite through omission because you are not situationally aware. Then there are those who are impolite because it gives them a sense of empowerment. Witness people who cut you off on the freeway and laugh because it gives them their sense of control over others.
Mm-hmm.
And I marvel at that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your life so bloody empty that that's the best you can get out of satisfaction?
Well, other things I'd like to see this year happen is I'd like to see the building industry continue. I'd like to see the K2 building happen. I'd like us to finally get our arms around something to do with the homeless and the transits coming through here, that we shouldn't have to be taking out 6,000-7,000 pounds of garbage out of these camps. You know, those little things. Okay. Okay, I guess everybody here in between Christmas and New Year's is not ranting as they have before.
I this is a lull week, but I would really like to hear what some people are thinking. Even if it's not particularly a rant, something that you would like to see change in this coming year. Mentally, we have a clean slate in 36 hours, a little over 36
what
hours.
What do you mean mentally?
The new year starts, a clean mm-hmm. slate,
clean
at least
slate.
Mentally.
Yeah, phones are starting to ring. Mm. Yeah. What would you like to see happen in 2018? That's a good question.
Okay. I want to be free.
I know there's a number of things.
I want to be free.
You want to be free of what?
Free.
Free of what?
The chains that, you know, my that thing that I was telling you about that made me so angry about, I just want to be free of it, you know. And I think I do the work and then it comes back up. And then I do the work and then it comes back up. So I may write about it sometime in Facebook. I may write about it sometime. I don't know, but it's kind of got me a little clamped.
A little clamped.
Clamped up.
Clamped
Let's
up.
Go on the phones Curf right
lumped.
Now. Nick, good morning. Do you have a rant?
Oh, yeah, but before I start my rant, I wanted to tell your viewers that Chris and myself will be hosting the Jefferson State of Mind again this next Sunday on your station at 9 a.m., and I am going to... My sources tell me that there's a measure included in the tax cut called Medicare Supplement G, and I'm going to expose it to the public, so be sure and tune into that. And maybe some people, we could talk about laws that need to be changed in California when we get the state of Jefferson. One that would come to mind to me is, I think it should be legal if I catch somebody in my car to be able to beat them up.
Yeah.
You know, and if that happens, I'd be going to jail.
That's true, because as soon as they start to leave, if you catch them inside your car and you start hitting them with a baseball bat, they're going to get you for attempted murder or assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, they'll stack the charges.
Oh, no, they will.
Plead
they will.
Guilty to some little thing and sentence you.
And then they'll sue you.
I know of an instance where a gal came up and hit this girl, just blindsided her. And the girl chased her down and beat her up, and she got in trouble for it. because the fight was over when she didn't want to fight anymore after she goes up and blindsides her.
Yep. So then she pursued it. So then she became the aggressor.
That's right. And
yep.
That's not right.
That's wrong. I know. You know what? We teach classes is as soon as they turn, as soon as they stop being the aggressor, you've got to stop. That's just not right.
Well,
but
here's my rant. It's a little bit to do with the McConnell Foundation again. You know, the way they did the Kutras family down there, snuck around behind their backs and bought the leases out from Spade, and then they were just going to run the show and do what they want. Well, it appears that's the same thing that's going on in downtown Reading. The minute somebody came up with an offer, I think it was $650,000 for the old police station and a plan to do it, here comes the McConnell Foundation offering $25,000 more. And that just doesn't seem right to me. They've got their plan, and this is the way it's going to be, and they'll do it in their timeline.
Well,
okay.
Isn't it okay for somebody to offer more money for a piece of property?
Well, you know, it certainly is, but do you wait around for your timeline? Do you ruin somebody else's plans?
Well, you know, I think at that point, if they were looking at the places for sale and they were waiting to see how cheap they could get it, and if somebody came in at $650, okay.
Well, they're a cheap bunch. I'd have to agree with you
well,
on that.
I mean,
look at what happened. Now, turn that around and look at what happened down there at Turtle Bay with those 14 acres. You know, they made their offer, and
it wasn't McConnell. McConnell didn't buy that.
Who did?
It was Turtle Bay.
Who financed
it? Am I wrong here? Well, McConnell might have financed a little bit of it, but there were three other organizations that financed it.
I think you are wrong. I could be mistaken.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they did buy it, but I'm going to go back and we're going to check that. But it was, you know, Turtle Bay when they built the Sheridan. That was Turtle Bay building the Sheridan. And, you know, and they, when they sold, and okay, it's coming back now. It's been a while. They were buying the property. Turtle Bay was buying the property because they had a lease on it already. Was that it?
Yeah, but, you know, the gist of the whole thing is Mike Warren, when he was city manager of Reading, he couldn't pay the employees enough money and benefits. You can see that by the bind we're in right now with the unfunded pension liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute he gets down there at Turtle Bay and has to start shoveling out prevailing wage, that's what that was all about, to keep from having to pay prevailing wage, especially for upcoming projects.
Well, I think that they're going to argue that one with you, too. But okay, but that's a good rant, though, Nick. And we got to take a break. Hey, Mary, hey, Happy New Year, buddy.
Thanks. Peace, love, and waterbeds.
You bet. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Yeah, it's too late, of course, for Christmas, but you can get one for the new year. Get a new gun for the new year. New firearms. Head on down to Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. Head on down. Talk to any one of their customer service guys there, or girls, because they are all very knowledgeable. They're very, very attuned to what you need for your shooting needs, whether you're a novice or an expert. They're there to help. Classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, others. All of these are at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there, and you can get one for next year. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey, music lovers. Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her boxed wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Wind River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2018. Purchase your Mardi Gras New Year's Eve Bash tickets now. This party kicks off Sunday, December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Backward, mixing it up for headlining act The Basics. Performing all the top 40 you need to dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets, $50 per person, includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes a delicious buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple. New Year's breakfast, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be sure to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Plus, Elements will be open at 1:30 a.m. for a New Year's breakfast for $9 with River Club card. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino signature New Year's Eve Bash Mardi Gras, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better. Mardi Gras, New Year's Eve at the River.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
Hi, this is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. Thank you just doesn't seem to be a big enough statement to adequately show our veterans how grateful we are for their service. The freedom and lifestyle we enjoy as Americans has been made possible by the service and sacrifice of all of our veterans and their families. Thank you to all of you from the bottom of my heart. I wish all of our veterans a Merry Christmas and a happy, holy, and prosperous New Year.
This salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4561.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on Thursday. What happened? El Dedo. There we go. Okay. We need to segue out. Bob Belongi, we love you. And it is currently 34 degrees with our highs today. Temperatures will be 63 with our lows of 39. It is the 28th. Tomorrow will be our last day on the air. And, for 2017. And then we have some big changes happening for 2018. We're in the process of moving. We're going to reconstruction. We have just some exciting things. It might take about a couple, 2 weeks, maybe to a month before everything's completed. But anyway, welcome back to the
It'll
show.
Happen.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
The Black Bear Diner is bringing us this portion of the show. You know, feed your inner bear. Head on down to Black Bear Diner. And trust me, you can feed your inner bear. Locally, it's locally owned and managed, but it's nationwide right here. Black Bear Diner. You can't find a better place to eat, that's for sure. Okay, there's a lot of big news stories this year. And so we're going to go over just a couple of them now. But, then we're going to have a guy by the name of Jimbo come in here at 8
Jim
o'clock.
Jim
Albertson, who's been in the radio business for over 50 years.
And right here in Reading.
Right here in Reading. And over at KLXR, which, of course, is going dark here, I believe, on the last day of December. And so, but we want to say goodbye to Jimbo because we've worked with him, and Bob, you've worked with him for 40 years, haven't you?
Quite a few times over the decades.
Years.
Yeah. So. My first time in radio, which was over on K Shasta. You know, they have five stations over there, and they had oldies, and Jimbo was in charge of oldies. And I remember, just a consummate professional. And he would come in on the weekends, only because it was his studio. And not only because it was his studio, and he was in there every day. he would come in and he cared about like somebody who details a car. He would come in with the Q-tips and the 409, mm-hmm. and he'd want a studio to be sparkling and clean. It's this kind of person he is. So he would come in on the weekends and do stuff like that.
The big one, the big stories this year, and switching over to another computer here. I think one of the biggest one, of course, was the Trump inauguration. That was one of the biggest ones. Of course, the big one was the election of last year. But Trump's inauguration this year, and then Trump presidency has got to be one of the biggest stories in the world. Then moving on from that is the shooting in Texas. I'm sorry, in Las Vegas, where 59 people died and injured more than 515 people on October 1st, 2017.
And flooding and fires were just tragic this year. The fires, the flooding in Texas, the flooding in Florida, then the fires that happened throughout California, throughout other areas. I mean, if you go through how many fires we've had this year and the devastation with the fires, we still go online. In fact, the front page today is about FEMA giving selling trailers for people that are looking, you know, after a certain
still
while.
Need,
how
still
long
need
do you
a place
stay in
to
a
live.
Shelter?
Well, you know, this is a different story, but yeah, they're 115,000, but they're selling them for pennies on the dollar so people can buy them and have a place to stay. The London terrorist attacks was left reeling after two uncoordinated terrorist attacks struck the heart of the capital less than 3 months apart. And if you remember, the first one on March 22nd, he plowed his car. Khalid Massoud plowed his car on the bridge and killed several people, several pedestrians, and injured many, many more. Total. Okay, now, Bob, you were in this one. One of the big stories of the year, the total solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. The first total solar eclipse visible for the entire continental United States since 1919 saw millions of people as it passed through 12 states on August 21st, 2017.
Yeah, and totality is a thing you just cannot put into words. You have to be there and you have to see it. But it was a bucket list thing, and it was a beautiful sight spent with some friends, and we enjoyed it.
I didn't know you were a touch screen.
I didn't know I was a touch screen.
You touched that.
I've got a touch screen computer. Did you know that?
Oh, my God,
I didn't think it was built that way. Maybe it is now. I just discovered.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Linda reached over. She goes, oh, look. And she tapped my screen.
You bought one of those solo stoves. It came up, and I go, look at that. Then when you just totally removed a screen, I said, oh my God.
By God, it
you
is.
You had it all this time and did not know that.
Didn't even know that I had a touchscreen computer. Thank you so much.
Oh,
you
my
mean
God.
You mean I could have done that? I can
the
just
accident,
touch things?
Accident. Getting lost. I always think there's beauty in getting lost. You find things you would never know.
I was going to ask her, why'd you do that? And then I thought about, how'd she do that? Okay, the solar eclipse.
The traffic wasn't nearly as bad. We were in Independence, Oregon, which is near Corvallis. And mm-hmm. so we were pretty much on the center line. And we were out on a farm away from the city. And just it was an incredible almost 3 minutes of totality. And pictures can't do it justice.
We have a photo of us standing out at the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
With our little glasses on
that we got from Turtle Bay.
We got from Turtle Bay our solar eclipse glasses.
Mm-hmm.
While we watched it. Now, to me, it was pretty good, but you know, it wasn't total, but it was pretty close. I mean,
yeah.
You're right. You know,
but when you get to the black hole in the sky with the corona shining out 3, 4, 5 times the diameter of the sun, you are humbled. It is a humbled sight. Another big news story, of course, the California wildfires. And I just found out a longtime friend of mine. I went to college with her. She lived down in Sonoma County. She and her husband lost their business and their home in the Tubbs fire. Utterly and completely wiped. Everything gone.
We talk about my girlfriend, Karen, you know, I put a thing on Facebook about my girlfriend, Karen. It was her costume rental, like, location where she would put her immediate costume rentals. And then she had some furniture and 67. I think I talked about this on the air, and I posted it on Facebook. And then some people saying, I need to do GoFundMe. And last night she came by and she said, I do not want GoFundMe. I feel really, GoFundMe is for people who've lost homes in fires. This is some of my costumes, not my collection, because she has six, you know, what are those things called? Like, you know, containers,
cargo containers
filled with costumes and things that she's collected through the years. But anyway, so my point was,
it touches everybody.
It touches everybody.
We'll be right back after the news with Jim Albertson for a few minutes, and then we're going to continue on the biggest stories of the year and then people that we have lost this year.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A punishing cold snap has people bundled up all across the north. We've seen temperatures this morning ranging from the single digits to the teens from Boston to Chicago and beyond. Forecasters expect the cold to stick around at least into the weekend.
The upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast are already shivering, and more bitter cold air is roaring down from Canada these last few days of 2017.
The northern tier states, we'll see temperatures well below zero up there for nighttime temperatures, and some areas will struggle to get above zero for daytime temperatures.
National Weather Service senior forecaster Bruce Sullivan says heavy snow is coming to the northern Rocky Mountains, and with sub-freezing temperatures in the deep south,
maybe across the Tennessee Valley, maybe southeast as we get toward the weekend, there's some threat of some snow.
I'm Tim McGuire.
And record-breaking cold, International Falls, Minnesota, 37 below, breaking the old record of minus 32 set back in 1924. Celebrating a year in office, President Trump claiming big victories against ISIS and MS-13.
The president citing a report in the Washington Examiner that shows huge reductions in the numbers of ISIS fighters as well as territory held in the past 11 months. He also tweeted a report from the Daily Signal that shows an 83% increase in the number of arrests of MS-13 gang members since he took office. Both were big campaign issues for the president.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore continues to fight. He's filed a federal suit aimed at stopping Alabama from certifying Democrat Doug Jones as the winner of their race. Moore seeking a fraud investigation, possibly a new election. Stocks are narrowly mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 23 points. NASDAQ down 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just like all of you, I've been hearing about MyPillow, and I was skeptical that it's as great as everybody says it is. Well, I received my first MyPillow, my brother got his, and we love it. It is everything they say it is. It stays where you want, comfortable, neck feels great. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has a very special offer for Larry Elder listeners. Get this. MyPillow is now offering buy one, get one free. So if you're looking for a great night's sleep, now's the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. If you already know how great the MyPillow is, why not give them for everybody you know? So call 800-890-1843, use the promo code Larry, or go to MyPillow.com. And again, make sure you use the promo code Larry. 800-890-1843, use the promo code Larry. 800-890-1843, use the promo code Larry. 800-890-1843, promo code Larry.
Israel's parliament approving controversial legislation restricting police powers.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended this bill, saying the publication of police recommendations of criminal charges could leave a cloud over innocent people. He said that in 60% of the cases in question, prosecutors decided not to press charges. But the opposition sees this legislation as an attempt to reduce scrutiny of corruption investigations against Mr. Netanyahu himself. He's a suspect in two cases. One concerns alleged meddling in the media industry and the other receiving gifts from wealthy businessmen. He denies any wrongdoing.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Forecasters say Britain could face the coldest night of the year and say that snow predicted for parts of northern England may spread to a wider area. The cold snap has snarled road traffic and has led to some flight cancellations. News and analysis at townhall.com. Control of Virginia's House of Delegates remains uncertain, more than a month after the election, with the winner of one race still undetermined.
As it stands, the race for Virginia's 94th district remains a tie, 11,608 to 11,608. Plans were to resolve the issue by drawing names from a bowl, but Democrat Shelley Simmons succeeded in bringing at least a temporary halt to that. Her lawyers objected to election officials deciding to accept a ballot for Republican delegate David Yancey a day after a recount appeared to give Simmons a one-vote victory. That would split Virginia's House of Delegates 50-50. I'm Ben Thomas.
Plaintiffs in a landmark legal settlement related to Flint, Michigan's lead-tainted water accuse the city of failing to comply with the deal, and they're asking a federal judge to enforce it. It requires a replacement of up to 18,000 lead or galvanized steel pipes and installation of faucet filters. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. And as we quickly approach the end of 2017, December the 28th, 2017, it is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, newly remodeled, but with the same great customer service and walk-in humidor. Yeah. It is a portion of the show brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Wow.
Anniversary sale.
Anniversary sale there, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
And Leonard's there till what? I think the 10th of January. So go in and make sure you see him along with the new owners. It's a great time to go there.
Henry. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's great.
We've been waiting for New Year's to do something, you know.
This is it.
Uh-huh.
9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Currently 35 degrees in the downtown studios today. Our highs will be 60. Our highs will be 64 and our lows will be 40. Friday is our temperatures are around 63, partly cloudy, a chance of rain Friday night with 42. Looks like as we go through the week, we have a slight chance of rain on Saturday as well. Sunday is partly sunny with 62. New Year's Day, partly sunny with 61. Tuesday, partly sunny with 63. So we have a mild and kind of a chilly week ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
There you go.
Now, before we have our special guest come in this morning, I want to talk about a new business. I went in, and I love this. You know, I delivered to our clients, and that was a lot of fun. I delivered pies. I went all over town and delivered pies. And then I went into, of course, Cary Animal Hospital, and Dr. Kara Tennant was in the back. And so I gave it to her, you know, the girl out in front, which was adorable. Oh, my gosh. And they have these little cat swings that are in there. Bob, you got to see that. They're like little canopies that the cats can be inside the cage and lay on these like, hammocks. Have you
seen
that?
Office kitties?
Yeah. No, they were so cute. They were up for adoption, but it was really cool. Anyway, I get back out to my car, and I see this furniture out in front, and it said, Welcome Home Furnishings. And it's a consignment store. So I just pop in, and I go, I'm standing around, I'm looking around, because it looks new, and then it looks like, you know, beautiful place. And this is on Hilltop, okay? So I go, are you a consignment? She goes, I know that voice. I listen to you all the time. Okay, now that, I just went, oh, you made my day. How sweet. So we ended up talking about how she had been on Aaron's show and her daughters were Girl Scouts, and how, you know, she's in the Tea Party and she believes in the state of Jefferson, and she and her husband, and she went on to talk about how they moved here in 1989 to get out of the Bay Area, and that she's raised four girls and they went to UPrep, and they went to Reading School of the Arts. Now they're in UPrep and some are older. And just was a phenomenal woman. And so the store is called, and I'm going over there today after this because I want to get them on the radio. I want you to know about them because we love consignment shops, right? They can come and pick up your furniture if you're tired of it. You want to reuse or buy something that's either new or used. Their store is wonderful. And they're brand new. They've just opened up since April, and they're just trying to figure it out. So they're called Welcome Home Furnishings, and the owner is Laura. So Laura and
Chia.
It's
on the end of Hilltop. It's right next to Cary Animal Hospital, right behind Bartell's Giant Burgers, and it's next to the Carby Car Wash there. So there you go. Hey, we're talking about, you know, shows. We're waiting for Jim to come on. He's trying to get off the air over there. Another big story they hit this year was sexual harassment and assault in Hollywood and beyond. So, you know,
the Me Too.
The Me Too movement and all of that.
In fact, on Time Magazine, it's people, the person of the year is a bunch of a group of women that are the Me Too.
Right. In London, the Grenfell Tower fire. This fire engulfed a London apartment building, killing 71 people on June 14th. I mean, you think about that. 71 people in this fire, in this one building there in London. So, okay, we're going to suspend that for a while.
You want to take an early break and then come back where we can start fresh?
Yeah.
With our new guests.
We'll do that.
With our guests. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. In-home care services, more than home care health agency, excuse me. And Sharon Clark is going to start her new show here on...
next Wednesday.
Right. And I love it. It's going to be called Generations. So that's kind of a separate thing, but she's going to be also talking about a lot of things that are all generations. But if you had a fall, or you had an accident, or you need somebody to come and take care of your parents or your kids or something, and you don't know what to do, call Home Helpers. They're on Larkspur Lane, 226-8350. Go to Home Helpers in Reading, readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
On behalf of the students, faculty, and staff of Simpson University, we want to wish all of our servicemen and women, whether deployed overseas or at home, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We are truly blessed to live in a country where freedom was defended in the past, now, and in the future by extraordinary men and women who wear the uniform of the United States of America. Merry Christmas and God bless each and every one of you.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters.
Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
About what's gone down. I am the morning DJ.
I like that. I like that. You're the man there, bad boy.
That's what I love about that.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Quarter after 8 here on the 28th of December. We're quickly approaching the end of this year. 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're here with, you know what? We're here with a legend. I can say that. You know, I mean, it's a local legend who first cracked the microphone in 1959.
Right. Stockton. I can remember the name of the station. It was KCOP, which was College of the Pacific at that time.
Wow.
Went to college, University of Pacific. I was there when they changed. They put me on the radio. They had an AM station, and then I graduated the FM station and played opera.
Oh.
So not one of my favorites.
That must have been hard because you have to memorize and say the right words to...
They wrote it phonetically.
Okay.
They wrote it out phonetically.
You have to come on and talk about everything in this tone of voice.
That's exactly what it was. And I was I was like 20 years old and I was rocking.
Of course, we're talking to Jim.
Doing opera.
We're talking to Jim Albertson here. Who has been...
Mr. Jim Albertson.
You know, known as Jimbo, and he has been in radio since 1959.
Off and on. Well,
off
most
and on,
of the time.
Most of the time on.
Mm-hmm.
But you had other businesses, too.
Oh, yeah. When I first, my wife, we got married in 1962, and when she started having children, as you've been in the entertainment business, you know that it's not real secure.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing other things. So, yeah, we had, I went in the grocery business. We owned a walnut ranch. We raised walnuts for Diamond Sun Suite.
Oh, my gosh.
And what else? Oh, we opened the restaurant. We had a restaurant for 25 years.
Now, what was that?
Jimbo's.
That's before my time.
A landmark in the downtown mall.
Right.
Oh.
Where was it? It was in the downtown mall?
It was in right next to Post Office Saloon.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So who worked it?
Some mighty fine hamburgers.
Did Francis work in that?
Yes.
Okay. So
Francis and I, and we had when the mall was really busy the first 10 years, we had 5 employees at all time. And then we got down, when it got to businesses, we went down to 2 and then 3 employees. Yeah. But my wife, when I was on the radio, she ran it. So then I'd get off the radio and I'd come running in. But I did. I worked for almost every station in town, I think.
Well, I was telling our listeners that I had met you my first radio job.
Mm-hmm.
I'd done television and been on the radio, but to actually do a morning show. And I had just moved to Reading and I was on with, you know, Don Burton and Kay Shasta over Reading Radio, but it's, yeah, Regent. And you were there, and I talked about that you were the consummate professional. Absolutely. We'd come in the weekends and clean your spot, and it was just, you know, you did oldies there.
I did oldies, yes.
Is that where you started oldies, or did you do oldies before?
When I first started out, I was KVCB, which is no longer in the air. I was their morning man, and we played adult music. Then I moved to Chico. And I worked for Channel 12, and I did the afternoon drive time on KHSO radio. And in those days, they were just starting videotapes. So I did the voice for the 16-millimeter films that they would show on the news. Like Today in Durham, and they had a little tiny screen, and you'd put the voice on the films. So I did that in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
All right. So questions, Carl?
Well, you know what, Jimbo, you've seen since 1959. Back then... I think people that have seen American Graffiti.
Yes.
Okay. American Graffiti, where they were supposedly in Stockton, weren't they? Weren't they supposed to?
No, they were down in Modesto, I believe.
Modesto. I think they filmed it around Stockton. Anyway,
right.
They were in Modesto, and of course the kids are driving up and down the street, and the big part of this was Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
Right.
And so Wolfman Jack, and so the guy looks up, you know, he tries to find, because he needs to put out a song to this woman.
Dedication.
He's trying to find a dedication. And he goes there and he finds this guy and he's talking to him. He says, he says, all that is just, it's all recorded and I just play it. But they've got these big tape things going.
Mm-hmm.
And So back then, I mean, you were down in Stockton and all that. How's it changed in radio?
Well, we played. I even, when I first started in radio on the big commercial stations in 61, 62, a lot of our commercials came in on 33 RPM records. But we didn't, and we finally got cartridge tapes at that time. Looked like an 8-track, but they were, so you, because we used to have the thread. We'd have
Instacart.
Like, yeah, we used to have three or four cart machines, or rather tape machines that you had to actually thread. And so when we got those carts, it was really neat.
It was like, wow, this is like Star Wars.
And then I moved over to, well, 1230 AM, where I was 50 years ago on KRDG. And they were just starting with the cartridges. They had still had the reel-to-reel-to-reel. You were around there.
Well, I grew up listening, of course, to Jerry and all that. And I heard lots of Howard Martineau stories.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now,
he was not a bad boss, but he was just...
So when they talk about these carts, this is these carts they talked about that you would put in to play. Well, today we still talk of we use the term carts.
Yeah.
And even though we don't use carts anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's a handy terminology, and for those of us dinosaurs in the radio business, we can relate to an audio file being a cart.
Yeah. And where's your turntables? Where's your tape machine?
Must have been like.
Started out with 45.
Now it's all automated.
Did you play like records? You played like records.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. And then we had on the, when we were rocking, I worked for 1330 AM was a rocker, then I was at KRDG as a rocker. We had the stacks of the 45s, and you'd have a bigger stack and a little stack because the top songs had to come up every 2.5-3 hours, the number one song and the number two song. And then after 3 weeks, you'd wear those out.
So
then they'd bring in a new stack.
Cue burn.
when you put them on the turntable, you spun them until you heard the sound, backed up, and it would burn the records after a while. When the record would start, you'd hear,
my gosh.
And some of them, I can't even say, the Beatles came out with a song for the disc jockeys, and when you queued it up and you backed it up, it had some foul words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I remember that was the White Album.
Yeah, I think, wasn't it? I can't remember which one it was.
Abbey Road, maybe.
It might have been, but there was a couple of songs, and you'd back it up, and they'd give you a little message.
They probably did that exactly on purpose.
Sure they did.
Just for, you know, to play with your head.
And so then and it was also manpower intensive back in those days.
Oh, yes. Because there was no computers. Nowadays, you can walk away. When I worked for some stations where you just went in and record your show ahead of time, and I'd go out and do a remote. I was working at two stations at once, and it was really neat. So
yeah, but you know, like since we've only been in the business now for like 9 years, going on our ninth year now. You know, we've made changes here, but the point that used to be was. There was a lot of people having to work, doing this and doing that. And then with automation came in, you didn't need all those people.
No.
So a lot of people left the radio industry in the last 20 years.
My first station had a staff of 18.
So, Jimbo, you've been mornings with Sue over at our sister station here, KLXR, for how many years?
We're on our 11th year.
11th year.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't realize that we look at you guys. We're sitting, we face each other in the mornings, wave at each other. We wave.
Through the window.
Yep, right.
Through the window.
And Sue's coming over.
Yeah.
Sue's coming
over.
Well, we're starting.
Those are new beginnings that we're going to be talking about. But we just want to say to you that, I'm sure our community and we are so grateful. You've always had, you walk in with just the utmost of a gentleman manner. You're a true gentleman and a consummate professional.
I'm
and
shaking my head up and down. I'm agreeing totally.
Well, thank you.
Everybody.
You're
a pro, man. And everybody, just like Linda says, everybody thinks of you as a gentleman. Down at the Elks, there's Jimbo. And, over at Jack's, any of these places.
A leader in our community.
They always remember my drink when I walk into Jack's.
Right.
you
and Francis have just been like a power couple in many ways. So. We will miss you, and it's just hard to believe. It just doesn't feel real. We talked about that. And so, do you think you're going to go through in 2 weeks where you wake up and go, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be in my car on my way to get on the air?
That will start on Monday.
Yeah.
But one of my highlights, I did interview John F. Kennedy. I met a guy they said was running for governor of California when I was in Chico. That was Ronald Reagan. Got to talk to Ronald Reagan. And I did get to keep care of Bill Cosby's female. I could have made a lot if I sold my stories to the magazines.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before this ever came out.
Yeah.
I wasn't kind of involved in that.
You were kind of knew a little bit of the rinky.
Yes.
You know, a little hanky-panky. And you know what? Let's just be honest, because we go back and we've been in show business a long time. You know, we're in a time right now that they're going back to 30 years ago, and that was common. It happened not with everybody, but let's say 50%. 50% would be like not doing that. 50% were.
Right.
So you just did your job. You stayed in your lane. You did what you had to do, and it just stuff went on. People did kinky, weird things. Right.
It they really 80s. Did. Yes.
People were doing coke in the bathroom and.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, hey, it was, didn't mean you have to, but it went on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got people calling in, and so let's go to the phones here. Roberta, good morning. Do you have some comments? Roberta.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Nostalgia has got me this morning. I am going to miss you.
Well, thank you.
I still hope I'll see you around town, and you have given me years and years of pleasure, my friend.
Well, thank you.
And I just wish the very best. Happy New Year. And I love you very much.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to miss what I'm doing.
Okay. Okay. Now, that was Roberta. And now, this is Roberta also. We have two Robertas this
two
morning.
Robertas.
That's right. Roberta,
that's
you're on
so
the air.
Confused.
Okay, I had a question for Jim. The other day when I was cleaning out stuff, I found a little cookbook that was called the Chicken Listener Club. I wondered if he knew what station that was.
Yes.
And if he was on that at all. Or...
That was Bud Drummond on KVCV. He took my place in 1963, I think it was, when I moved to Chico. Bud stepped in, and he started the Chicken Listeners. And Bud became Bud's still alive. He might even be listening out there. Bud was smart.
I hear from him from time to time on Facebook.
I've been to a couple of parties with him lately, and mm-hmm. Bud started selling.
That's good. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
What was his last name?
Bud Drummond.
Drummond.
He
could not remember any of those things, and I knew we listened to the radio a lot at that time. And
he became an insurance salesman, sold all those Chicken Listeners insurance, made himself very wealthy, invented a shortwave antenna that's going worldwide. And
that's right, the Buddy Pole.
The Buddy Pole, and now he has his own private island down in the Caribbean.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Stop it.
He did a lot.
He does, yeah.
He's somebody we need to interview, Jim.
He's from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I think what we should
do. Thank you, Roberta.
Thank you, Roberta. I think what we need to do is.
Wait a minute. Wait. Just for a second. I got to go back to the Chicken Listeners. All right. So, Bud Drummond took your place around here.
Right.
And he called it the Chicken Listeners.
Chicken Listeners, yes.
So, he called his audience the Chicken Listeners, but for why?
Getting up with the chickens, I would presume.
I think that was it. But they had big parties. They'd rent a hall and they'd bring the chicken. They went to Reno, I believe, in buses. And then they wrote the cookbook. And I've seen that Chicken Listener batch from years and years ago. The Bud's still around.
How about the Cavisivi bug?
The Cavisivi bug. We had the Cahissal bug in Chico, the Cavisivi bug in Redding. You hide them, and people dug up half the world trying to find
them. What? Oh, I love that.
It would be thousands of dollars.
He owns an island down in the Caribbean.
He has a little, has a little private
island.
Spot where he goes, yes. Mm-hmm.
The Buddy Pole.
The Buddy Pole. Yeah, that's what it's called.
I've got one sitting in, with my ham radio gear.
Well, we were talking to Jim Albertson. Jim has been around since, cracking the mic since 1959. That started in Stockton, but he's worked on every station around here.
Almost every one.
Down over to Chico, and he moves from spot to spot. And then when he was over at Reading Radio, mm-hmm. like 11 years ago, they were changing all formats, and they were doing all, they had a...
New owners.
New owners and like 28 people.
It was the Christmas massacre.
I survived that.
You survived that one.
For six months. Then
and
they massacred
the
same
you,
here.
And then they got
you and
Linda.
I went out around the same time.
Yeah,
right.
They got Linda. And then a few months later, or another 4 or 5 months went by, they got Linda and I,
mm-hmm.
which is why we have KCNR 1460. But the day that you left, and you chose to leave, you said, you know what, I'm not going to play your games. And you chose to leave, and you were hired, what, the next... You started the next day?
I said I was going to retire, but I waited, and then Mike kept calling me and calling me and calling me. So after 3 weeks, I walked back in, and I said, okay.
Oh,
that was a good move, because it's been 11 years almost.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're going to miss KLXR and Mike Quinn. So tell us what, you know, so the oldie station is going dark.
It's going dark.
Okay. So I think what we should do here is we should bring Jimbo on quarterly and let Jimbo do like special stories where you're bringing in, talk about the Thurmans or the what Hammond, what's his name?
Bud Drummond?
Yeah, talk about, bring in somebody, it's a special guest that, you know, only you would know a backstory and share with, bring him in, and that would be so much fun to do that once, like, once every quarter month.
Do we have a second or two?
Yeah.
When the Golden Eagle Hotel burned down, that was Bud Drummond's first day on the radio. And that what, in 62, 63, into about 63.
Yeah,
and anyway, it caught on fire. I was a news guy. I jump in my car, I run down, and got in the phone booth, just like Superman, and I was calling in, and Bud was his first day on the air. And we had, I was on CBS, NBC, and the networks were calling in, because people were jumping out of windows, and it was a huge...
And this was in, where? In...
Downtown
Reading. Right down the street.
Well, you know what you need to do, Jim, besides come in here once a quarter or once every
like
so often
and
come in and talk about stories, you need to write a book, buddy.
You should write a book about Reading Radio.
Well, you could write about Valley Radio. You know, it's not about just Reading Radio, but it's about small-town radio.
Small-town radio.
Yeah. Small-town radio. You know, you're not up there in New York City. You're not Howard Stern. You're not, you know, any of these big guys, you know, down in L.A.
But I survived.
But you survived, and you've been doing it since 1959.
Right.
And this is what small-town radio is about, and the stories, you know, where the people are jumping out of windows, and the chicken people. I mean, come on.
And
I mean, this is everybody.
Jim, there's a legend that very briefly, a guy who later became famous named Tennessee Ernie Ford worked at KBCV. Is that a true story? Is that an urban legend?
I think that's an urban legend. But I see Tennessee Ernie Ford because I'd go to Doc Clary's Hilltop Sky Room and have a cocktail, and over in the corner would be Tennessee Ernie Ford. He loved to sip a cocktail and be really quiet.
Maybe
in the
he
corner.
Did some voice work.
Maybe
that
must,
would be good
have.
To know.
Yeah.
So what's your cocktail when you walk into Jackson, they know it?
Smirnoff and water.
Okay.
You know,
so we need to name the Jimbo. Well, you have a Jimbo.
I tell my employees, guys, don't drink vodka or gin. Because, you know, if you're going to be drinking at lunch, because I'd rather our accountants think that you're drunk instead of being stupid.
Yeah. And sometimes you get too much, you get a real case of the stupid.
Yeah. So, no, but not you, buddy. You have been around so long. Jimbo, thank you so much for stopping by here.
Thank you for bringing me over. And
it won't be the last time.
No, okay. We love you.
I'll look forward to coming back. About this, about reminiscences, you know, the small town radio. And that could be just a really, really great book because so many people could relate to it.
I got a lot of stories.
Oh, man.
When I was a senior in high school in Yakima, Washington, I was on our local radio station along with a guy named Hank.
I never knew this.
We did the news for the Eisenhower High School cadets. We got pulled off it the day that we got ready to start. And as we were getting ready, and the guy was, you know, in the room getting ready, he's starting to point at us, a spider walked across. our notes, because we came out of the, you know, the drama group there, and so we had it all up, and when it walked across, I hit it, and it splattered, and Hank started laughing, and when the guy goes, put it on, and the microphones are open, Hank's laughing, and then I start laughing, and so we giggle and laugh for like 2 minutes before we could get it under control, and that was the last time we were on the air, until now.
I got a lot of, I had a lady.
See, that, small town radio.
Yeah.
Like your call-ins, I had a lady that used to call me for a year and a half, never did meet her until she was in the hospital, and she called and said, I've claimed you as family, would you come up and visit me? And I went and visited her.
Oh my God!
And she passed away the next day, and then they called me, and I did the eulogy at her funeral.
Wow.
And
oh,
I'd only met her for 15 minutes her whole life.
But well, for you,
you know
but
what?
For
we
that
know
lady.
People, but we know people
on
the radio.
You are there, you, Jimbo, for this lady. I know we're going to go over time because we can. You were a calming factor to her life. You were somebody she could, you know, she could count on you. You know what I mean?
So, she listened every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
oh,
you know,
well.
we've become part of people's lives, whether we realize it or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they come in, hey, I listen to you every day and all this. People we don't know. And so we really kind of, you know, you try to keep up what you're doing because you don't want to disappoint people. And I'm sure knowing you, you never have. Have you ever had a bad day on the radio?
Oh, yes.
Well, we're going to talk about that next time.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that next time.
Thank you,
Jim
Jimbo.
Alverson. Thank you so much, Jimbo.
Thank you for having me over.
We'll see you soon.
It won't be the last time.
Okay.
All righty.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. You're not going to find a better place. They can beat your location. It's your business or your home in under 10 minutes. Ask them about this. Give them a call, 243-0295, North State Security. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
During this special season, we are thankful to our veterans for all they have given. They promise to serve our country to the full extent, up to and including their life. For this sacrifice, we are truly grateful. On behalf of the Reading Veterans Resource Center, we salute our veterans and those currently serving. Thank you for your service and thank you for our liberty. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Reading Veterans Resource Center.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is December the 28th, three more days until 2018. It's going to be 2018. It's going to be beautiful for us, my friends, everybody. It is 39 degrees right now, going up to 63 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And Cypress Square Barbershop brings us this segment of the show. Man's Last Stronghold, the very best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. It's exactly 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Okay. More stories, and we're going to move on to a couple of things. But Hurricane Maria comes through and devastates Puerto Rico, kills 500 people plus, and just totally devastated the whole country. No electricity throughout the country. It was just, I mean, you couldn't have asked for worse conditions right then. Charlottesville, the attack in Charlottesville, when you had you had Antifa and you had the white supremacist, and then this guy drives his car through a crowd, plowing down numerous people, injured 35 and killed this lady from there. Another big story. Do you remember the story about the doctor gets dragged off of United Airlines?
Yes.
And they hit, do you remember? I wonder how much of United Airlines this man owns right now, because they got it all. Now, this guy was not a saint. I mean, people that knew him, he had been asked not to be a member of this one hospital staff because he was such a jerk. So, I'm not saying he brought it on himself, but when they drag this guy out of there, they break his nose in the process. You know, at what point is it too much? A couple other stories here.
So much with the Trump administration, the hirings and the firings.
James Comey testimony.
Oh, my God.
Of course, we talked about the California high fires, Prince Harry and Meghan engagement, Bronx, Lebanon hospital shooting, North Korea and their missile launches. Huge story this year. Launching their missiles at different places. Got people excited, of course. There's just so many different stories that you could say. I'm skipping over some of them. Central Mexico earthquake, the Barcelona attack that a van plowed through a crowded Los Ramblas area of Barcelona, killing 13 people and injuring more. Now, this is ISIS's became an ISIS trademark. They rent a large truck or a van, and then they go to a crowded area during a celebration or a market or something, and they just plow through them until the bodies eventually stop them, and then they get out, and at that point they try to start killing even more people. Another one, Times Square, mowed down 23 pedestrians. Here's your favorite story. O.J. Simpson paroled.
Makes my skin crawl.
O.J. Simpson paroled.
Karma. When's karma going to hit that?
Probably not for another 10 years.
And I think about the Goldman family. I think about the Brown family. And I think about how do they find peace in their hearts to not come after that man and slice him up.
A few names that maybe we have missed.
Oh no, we have a lot. No. Okay. That's a whole
Bob,
other thing.
That's celebrity's desk.
We're gonna go.
We're talking news now. We've got this thing all planned out today.
The fires.
Next segment.
We've already done fires. Politicians accused of sexual misconduct. Of course, we talk about Al Franken, and Conyers, and President Bush the Senior.
What?
President Bush the Senior was accused of groping a few people, and of course, Roy Moore, Anthony Weiner.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Here was the thing about Anthony Weiner. They were doing a documentary on him for HBO.
That was Swift
when
Justice.
He was running for office.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running for office again. His wife was there. He had all these people around him. And he's going for it. And they hit him again. He gets caught again sexting with somebody out in a prostitute in Las Vegas. Who then, I don't know if she's a prostitute.
There's an addiction with all this stuff.
Anyway, he also was sending stuff to a North Carolina high schooler using graphic and obscene language. He gets sentenced to 21 months in prison, September the 25th. I think that he was sexting with a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, now there is obviously a mental thing going on there. That isn't somebody who has power and is wielding, that's somebody who has clearly gone off the rails.
It broke during that time they were doing this documentary. I tell you what, I mean, that they found more stuff, and his wife's just looking at him. I tell you what, you talk about a person that was totally devastated, as he should be. Okay, Texas church shooting, 26 people killed, and we know about that. Mm-hmm. When a good guy with a gun stopped him. Charlie Manson dead at 83. He died, of course, in prison, where to the deaths of seven people in August 1969, including actress Sharon Tate.
With a baby. With a baby.
Who was like eight or nine months.
So
pregnant.
that's two human souls.
Now, and you look at Roman Polanski, who was, remember he was married to her?
Yeah.
And, oh, let's get Roman Polanski back. Oh, let's get him back. Yeah, he was accused of rape. He had sex with a 12-year-old. He gave drugs to, and they were saying, "Oh no, we can bring him back. He's rehabilitated and all this, blah 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 blah." Oh, and he wins an Academy Award. Oh, blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden, Me Too hits. Have you heard Polanski's name since?
No.
And you know why? Because the guy's a perv. He's a pedophile. And if he comes back to this country, they're going to lock him up. Good. He won't come back. He's finished. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Like I said, there were so many stories that went on. You know, small. You know, so many of them were things about
shootings,
Lower Manhattan.
Yes.
This kid that was taken in to North Korea, and they kept him for 17 months. He comes home, and he drops into a coma, and then he dies 6 days after he gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Congressional baseball shooting.
Oh, boy.
When Scalise was shot. Almost died. And others were injured very badly by this guy. And it just came up. And he did it. He was a Democrat and a far-left liberal. It's just, you know, story after story. And unfortunately, most of them are tragedies like this.
Mm-hmm.
The things are going on. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. And we're going to come back. But we're going to come back and we're going to talk about celebrities who have died. Or people of note who have died this year. We'll be right back.
I don't believe in superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old. That right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best, but I believe in love.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel. I'd like to wish all of our veterans and men deployed overseas a Merry Christmas. I know it's hard this time of year being away from your families, but we all appreciate your sacrifice. And come on down and see us at Veterans Diesel. We offer 10% off labor to all our veterans and law enforcement and first responders.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event. Get generous year-end savings on the 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. That LX model's EPA-rated 51 city miles per gallon. Lease one today for $249 a month, plus tax for 36 months with no security deposit. Selling price, $24,299, $19.99 cash or trade, $31.30 Kia lease cash, ID 128391. 32 Niros in stock and on the way. Check out all the great lease offers at RedingKia.com. Get $4,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2018 Kia Optima SX. $4,000 back to you. 37 Optimas in stock and on the way. On approval to credit, must finance through KMF or Niro and Optima offer. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale ends January 3rd. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I hear you singing in the wire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. December the 28th, quickly coming to the end of this year. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. 63 degrees. I'm sorry, it's 39 degrees going up to 63 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Glenn Campbell. This is probably one of my favorite songs. When Bob says, which one is Glenn Campbell's songs? And you said, and we both said it together.
And there's just so many of them.
He was classic. Wichita Lineman.
Loved his specials. I think Andy Williams is the one that kind of brought him out, introduced him. And he was just a phenomenal guitar player. He was a session player. I think, and, you know, of course, an incredible golfer as well. And he did the Glenn Campbell, you know, just kind of like Bing Crosby and, you know, did those golf things. So Glenn Campbell did that as well.
Wrote some incredible
didn't
songs.
Didn't he do the summer stuff for the Smothers Brothers or something?
Oh, maybe it was the Smothers Brothers.
That's where it started.
Okay.
That's where it started. And then, but you know what? He wrote an incredible some songs and some things because he was dying of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And so while he could still remember, he did a lot of these things for his family. Anyway.
And his family actually went on the road with him and helped him. Because there was a special on Glenn Campbell that we watched last year, and his daughter and son, and I think they were all musicians that played with him and helped him because he would forget sometimes, and they would just help him. So let's talk about some of the people who, in this last year, because we lost our great Glenn Campbell, some of our, we're going to go down a list here. Heather Menzies-Urich, who was... played one of the singing Von Trapp children in the hit 1965 film Sound of Music. She passed away this Sunday, December 24th. She recently been diagnosed with a brain cancer. She was only 68. Let's go on with Bob Givens. Bob Givens, who animated or helped bring Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd to life in Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, recently, Jordan Feldstein. You may know him. He was the longtime manager of Maroon 5. Boy, they have a lot of tragedy, you know, with just kind of outwardly with people that they know intimately. He died of he was 40 years old. He just cardiac arrest, you know. He's Jordan Hill, the actor Jordan Hill's brother. Okay. We also have Jim Nabors.
Wow, Jim Nabors. You know, some people said, I thought he was dead already because you haven't heard from him. But if you read about him, he was doing a lot of stuff still over in Hawaii. He was still entertaining and because that's where he lives with his longtime spouse.
Well, he was married, his husband, Stan Callwater. And he came out, he was one of those guys because in those days, he came out, I think, just a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, of course, he died in 1990 after contracting hepatitis B. He died in his home in Hawaii. He was 87. David Cassidy. This is sad.
On the other hand.
Yeah. Starred 1970 show, The Partridge Family. And for a brief time, the best-selling pop musician in the world. In the world.
David Cassidy, yeah.
He died November 21st.
And he died multiple organ failure.
Well, he talked about it. He publicly admitted to a long-time struggle with alcoholism. He had widely publicized DUIs. But anyway, he did, besides the fact of the tragedy of his life and his addictions, he did some wonderful things. He was only 67. Della Reese, just a wonderful actress and gospel-influenced singer who, in the middle age, found her greatest fame as Tess, the wise angel in long-running television drama Touched by an Angel.
I remember that. I never watched the show, but I remember she was in it.
She was 86.
Mel Tillis.
Now, Mel Tillis.
You've worked with Mel Tillis before, haven't
you? I worked with Mel Tillis in a Dean Martin Christmas special. And I just remember, okay, so I would have been 19 or 20. Let's see, if he died at 85 this year, so there's probably a 25, 30-year difference.
Yeah.
And I just remember he had the it thing. I was just, he just was so handsome and sexy, you know? He was so, just a nice guy. And, of course, he did stutter until he sang.
And that's how he got away from
the
stuttering.
He was so charming.
A different portion of his brain took over.
Right.
You sing with a different part of your brain.
Right. 85 years old. Malcolm Young, who was the rhythm guitarist and guiding force behind the rock hard rock band AC/DC, died. He was only 64.
You know, a lot of these guys probably burnt themselves out in their 20s and 30s, and now it just caught up with them in their 60s.
I've always wondered, you know, we've never really talked to a doctor about that, but if you're 20 and you're smoking pot and doing cocaine or doing lewds, I don't even know if they even call it that anymore, mushrooms or acid, and you're doing this on a regular basis, at what point in your 60s, because you see some of these rock stars in their 60s that die from organ failure, is that attributed to...
What you
the
did
wear
in your
30s. And yeah. My mom always said, whatever you do in your 20s is going to show up in your 40s.
Well, in the case of the meth heads, a lot of them kicked off in their early 40s.
Yeah.
You know,
just,
and
well,
they looked about 80.
Well, yeah. So
it's like those people who worship
like
the sun.
Not this one, though. Fats Domino. Fats was around a long time.
Yeah. Crescent City died October 24th. He died at 89. Okay. And Robert Guillaume. Okay. We know him from Benson. From Benson,
the sitcom. Yeah.
But I saw him at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion the very first time I saw Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
He took over.
Very versatile actor.
Oh.
He was a good singer, too.
Oh, my gosh. He was fabulous. 89 years old. Let's see. Let's go. Tom Petty. We played him earlier. I think that shocked the world.
Yeah.
Tom Petty.
I bet he was shocked, too.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't expect that to happen. How old was he?
66.
Wow.
Cardiac arrest.
Wow.
Just Hugh Hefner.
You know what? I saw, you know, there are so many weird things about Hugh Hefner. I don't even know where to go to, but did he change things sexually in the United States?
He changed the conversation and the narrative.
But yeah. Then I read an editorial about him that just slashed him to pieces about his the way he treated women and other people.
Well, so he died before Me Too, because he would be Me Too would be all over that. Harry Dean Stanton.
Okay, now Harry Dean Stanton is an actor, and you're saying, well, who is that? Harry Dean Stanton has been in so many movies.
Yep,
he played.
I can look up his filmography.
You can look at his filmography, but he played different parts, and he was a consummate character actor. He added things. He'd walk in, and he just could play it so well. He was in Cool Hand Luke. He was in so many of these movies that you go, who is that? But as soon as you see his face, you go, oh, yeah.
The original Alien.
The original.
He was the first.
He was one of the engineers. He and Yaphet Kotto, the African-American, were teamed up in this, and they were fighting
it
out with
the alien.
He'd
been on longer because they played off each other so well.
Yeah.
He was like
they
the
did.
First victim.
It says here that Memorial Turns in Paris, Texas, Repo Man, and so many other
Repo
film
Man.
TV shows.
Yeah, Repo Man. That was
91. You know, he was 91, Natural Causes. Don Williams, we played him earlier as well. I love this guy. You
want to
talk
guy.
About Velvet Voice. I Believe in You was the song. I believe in puppy dogs and whatever the words. I can't remember it. He was 78. Troy Gentry, we heard that was a tragic helicopter.
That was who's that? Vincent or something in
yes,
Gentry?
Yes, Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah.
He was half of the duo. I just kind of wonder. Ooh.
He went up in a helicopter sightseeing. Crashed.
50. Yeah. He was 50. Richard Anderson, he was the best known for co-starring simultaneously in the popular 70s television show $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman.
I sat at his table at the Golden Boot Awards the first time I was there.
Mm-hmm. They didn't say what his
the
age
night
was.
The night I met Linda.
And, of course, Glenn
he
Campbell.
Was, I tell you what, that was 10 years ago, and he was old then.
Yeah.
I mean, really old.
So by the time I get to Phoenix, it is Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lima, and Rhinestone Cowboy.
Everybody knows Glenn Campbell.
Jerry Lewis. Okay, now, I worked alongside Jerry Lewis, and I don't know the Jerry Lewis telethons we used to do over, was it Labor Day?
Yeah.
And
muscular dystrophy.
70 years. Let's see. The Bellboy, The Family Jewels, and his widely acknowledged masterpiece, The Nutty Professor. He died in Las Vegas at 91.
That's not a bad run.
No, he had a good run. He was very, very popular. I think there's, I don't know, theaters.
He and Dean made up.
Yeah, but in Paris, he was considered to be...
I mean, he was, yeah.
He was like the god of comedy in Paris. Sam Shepard, just this shocks me, okay? Pulitzer Prize winning playwright, actor, author, screenwriter, and director. He, in July 2017, of lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease. 73.
The right stuff.
The right stuff when he played Chuck Yeager.
Chuck Yeager.
He nailed that according to people who knew Yeager. Well, he hung around with Yeager before the movie just to see what he's like. But you know what? I mean, what a great movie that was.
And other notable celebrities, Barbara Sinatra, John Hurd.
He's the one that played the daddy in Home Alone.
Yes, and he was only 71.
John Hurd was a great actor.
Yeah. We had George Romero.
Okay, George Romero, Night of the Living Dead. You remember the black and white one? Black and white movie he filmed in like Pennsylvania.
The original zombie movie.
Yeah, the one that started it all.
77 years old. Martin Landau, of course, got a star.
Academy Award.
Mission Impossible, there you go. Bela Lugosi and Ed Wood.
Yeah, he won the Academy Award for that.
89.
We got to run.
Okay, we're going to go with some more of these actors and celebrities.
Tomorrow, and we're going to get some people on. We're going to talk about a number of different things, a number of different people tomorrow.
All right.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
And the news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Won't be turned around and out.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bitter cold weather has taken hold of much of the northern U.S. and expected to stay put for days to come. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Shenard.
It looks cold through the weekend and even into early next week still looks below normal.
And forecasters are warning of hypothermia and frostbite risks from all that Arctic air. It's settling mostly over the central U.S. and spreading to the east. The number of police deaths in the line of duty has fallen to levels rarely seen in nearly six decades.
But the job of an